This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has now denied that Russian forces have captured the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The claim by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has cast doubt on Moscow's insistence that the Ukrainian city had fallen. On Russian state TV, the anchor announced that President Vladimir Putin had congratulated the Wagner private army in helping to liberate Artyomovsk, which is Bakhmut's Soviet-era name. However, Ukrainian military officials also said their soldiers were still engaging Russian forces in fierce battles in and around Bakhmut. The 8-month battle for Bakhmut has been the longest and probably most bloody of the conflict in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden responded to a reporter's question Sunday about whether offensive weaponry the U.S. is sending to Ukraine would escalate the war.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
Mr. Biden told G7 leaders this weekend that he now supports joint allied training programs for Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. He also added the G7 would remain united in its support for Ukraine, telling reporters, quote, Putin will not break our resolve as he thought he would, end quote, referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Italy's far-right premier, Giorgia Meloni, has rejected criticism of her government's stance on LGBTQ+ rights, delivered publicly at the G7 summit by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On TV Friday, Trudeau told Meloni that Canada is concerned about some of the positions. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Sunday June 1st remains a hard deadline for raising the federal debt limit, with the odds quite low that the government will collect enough revenue to bridge to June 15th when more tax receipts are due. Yellen said there would be hard choices to make about payments to Americans if Congress failed to raise the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling before Treasury ran out of cash. She made her comments on NBC's Meet the Press program. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden, while at the G7 summit, has been trying to assure world leaders that the U.S. will not default on its debt, despite a showdown with congressional leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president was asked if he's worried that debt ceiling talks could fall apart.
Not at all.
While meeting with other world powers at the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden was getting briefed by his staff on the stops and starts in negotiations, which were briefly halted Friday because of disagreements.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
He's cutting his trip short to join in negotiations.
We have a little thing going on at home I gotta pay attention to.
Economists say it would be catastrophic if the U.S. defaulted on its debt, which could happen in just days or weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis on Sunday called for warring factions in Sudan to set aside their weapons, expressing sadness at the violence that has continued for more than 1 month in the African nation.
È triste, ma a un mese dallo scoppio delle violenze in Sudan,
he told pilgrims in St. Peter's Square that it is sad, but 1 month after the outbreak of violence in Sudan, the situation continues to be serious. He says he renews his heartfelt call for weapons to be set aside and call on the international community to spare no effort so that dialogue prevails. The fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has led to a collapse of order. Italian authorities say a region in the north will remain on a red alert as more rains are expected to fall in a community where flooding has already claimed 14 lives. Here's AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks, displacing more than 15,000 people. Climate experts say the floods are the result of extreme weather phenomena that are becoming increasingly frequent around the world. These include prolonged spells of drought punctuated by intense periods of rain that can't be absorbed by the parched ground. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.